Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to another Sunday morning service with Minister Sheila and myself with Let's Talk. You know, a songwriter wrote a song that this morning when I rose up, I didn't have no doubt. Now, somebody woke up this morning with doubt, with other things going on. But what we're going to do today is we're going to speak the word of God into your life and speak the word of God that is life and love into your life today. That's going to help you with your doubt, your unforgiveness, and various things that be going on in your life that's trying to hinder you from being overtaken by the blessings of the Lord. Make it one of your chat and sorrow. I'm going to ask Minister Sheila, she could go ahead and start us off in prayer, and if she wants to, from prayer, right into whatever the Lord has given her, or to turn it back over to me. I mean, however the Lord leads her. Minister Sheila, are you available?
Good morning, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. As my saying, I start off with thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God Almighty, Lord Christ Jesus, for another day, another day. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, you have blessed me, oh, to live another day. I want to thank you for all my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my daughters, my grandkids. I want to thank you for my bloodline family, and oh God, I want to thank you for my spiritual family, for my brothers and sisters through you, oh God, thank you, thank you. God, I give an honor to you to be the head of my life, and to all that are listening, and to all that needs to be known of you, for your love and your ways. The way you can care for us is show us that there is a God. We have a life of choice, and we need to choose you. God, without you, we would not be. I would not be here today. I would not have a brain, a thought, eyes to see, arms to reach out and hug and grab and love you more and reach up to you with thank you. Legs to walk, a heart to beat the blood to flow, the love of you, oh God. I thank you for the life that you have given me. I thank you for that ugly spiritual, the devil that you have removed from me. Lord, I thank you. I ask you to bless and to show us all life is with you. Lord, look upon us and give us the knowledge. Some of us need it so bad. We need to know and learn. Put someone in their life to show them that you are real. You are a God. You are life. You are love. You are our strength. Our thoughts, our ways. Lord, show us that when you're in an area that's not good for you, that it's harmful to you, Lord, lead us and show us and give us the power and the strength to move on, to get out of the way. So as long as you are in the surroundings of these sinners, the devil worshiper, these demons, devil children, you cannot be free. Lord, reach us and touch us. Send someone in their life that they need to know this is not you. This is not for you. This is not for you. You are a child of God. Let them know and understand. They will fill the world of blessings, of knowledge, of knowing. Lord, send them that angel to cover them and bless them and to show them the way out of that danger zone. Lord, I want to bless the family of that young lady that jumped off the bridge. down onto the expressway. God, whatever her curse was, whatever the trouble was, Lord, I don't know if she lived. I don't know if she died. I don't know how she is, but Lord, I want you to bless her and her family that they would know whatever the trouble is, that's not the way. Don't take a life. Take your life and give it to God, to Him. Get out of these demons, spiritual, they're useless. What might make you feel good, God, let them know you can make them feel so much better. Lord, please cover these hands of these young kids and these old kids with these guns in their hands. That's not the way, Lord. Life is ending through this treacherous trademark of the devil. Lord, we need you. I ask you to reach down and to let us know, Lord, bless me. I'm in a spirit that has got me confused. I need more help from you. I'm asking you to pray. Bless me. Show me the way that I know I need help. I need more of you, Lord. I know the devil is trying, but I'm letting him know I don't want you. I don't need you. I can't deal with you, and I won't deal with you. My Father has me, and no matter how you make me see it or feel it or bring it upon me, I'm not going. I'm not going. Leave me alone. I belong to the God above with the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, and there's nowhere else I'm going. You can keep your demons, your devil, your ugliness away from me. My God, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, because I know without you, I would not have woke up this morning, and I know you let me know I am yours. I'm going to stay yours. Lord, bless all these troubles and these people's lives. Remove the ugliness from them. Let their hearts and their souls wake up with a love and smile as I did this morning, and to tell the devil, get back behind me, under my feet, get away from me, because I am not going. I want to thank all of the love and the cherished thought of the Lord that have wakened us all up this morning to give us more knowledge, more of the Spirit, to know He is that I am, that I am going to be with the rest of my life as He chooses to give me. Lord, thank you for the world that's around me. Bless the people to know you are the one, the only one, and the best way to go. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Apostle, it's back in your hands.
A song says, I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No bounds, no more chains holding me. It's such a blessing to be free. One more time. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free, no longer bound, no more chains holding me. Man, did you hear that? Just the verse, one more time. For the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free, no longer bound, no more chains holding me. Oh, it's such a blessing to be free. It's such a blessing to know that you're free, to know that there's no more chains holding you because you're free. How many of us truly know that they're free? How many of us have reminded the devil of our souls, the adversary, that we're free? How many of us know that just because you're free does not mean that the enemy of your soul is not going to try to keep thinking that you're not free? You must know that you know that you know without a shadow of doubt that you're free. The adversary plays mind games. He plays tricks to try to make the people of God think that they're not free. And if you don't believe me, I want you to think about something. Sometimes when you've gone to work or different places and things were going on or not going on, how many times did someone who may have been jealous of you or someone that may have had ill will towards you, may have called you all types of names and various things? It did not mean that what they were calling you was true, but it meant that their jealousy, that their animosity towards you said something differently than what the word of God says. How many of you think just because you're free that you're going to always walk around knowing that you're free? Well, one of the ways that we can know that we're free is by remembering the word of God, remembering that we're not the only ones that the enemy tried to trick. Listen to these verses. And this is Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Now, we know he was the Son of God. Starting again with verse 4, Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." We ourselves must know that we are God's handiwork, that he created us likeness in his very image in Genesis. We have to know that God said it was good when he finished creating us, and when Jesus restored us, he said it was finished. Starting with verse 5, then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Once again, we know that he was the Son of God. And Jesus answered him, "It is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Verse 8, again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "And all this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. Those were three separate occasions where the enemy of our soul, the devil, tried to tempt Jesus by saying to him, if you're the Son of God, if you're the Son of God, then to worship him. How many of you know, if you're a woman, the enemy of your soul is saying, if you're a daughter of God, if you're a daughter of God, trying to make you doubt your daughtership and your sonship, if you're a man or a boy or a girl, he's not going to tell you if you're the Son of God, if you're the daughter of God. He wants you to doubt it. But when Jesus came back to him, he came back to him with a proclamation and an affirmation that showed the enemy of our souls that he knew who he was. The last thing he said was, away from me, Satan. We must declare and decree it. Get thee behind me, Satan. We must declare and decree it. Away from me, Satan. We must declare and decree the devil is a liar and God is truth. We must declare and decree the word of God, that even Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, when he tries to mess with you, when you're hungry or you're thirsty. We know that God has given us that eternal living water that will cause us to thirst no more. Even when he tried to get him to commit suicide, Minister Sheila was talking about that earlier. How many of us are willing to remind him, don't put my Lord God to test. Get thee behind me. How many of you know that he wants you to worship him, the enemy of our soul, instead of knowing that the word of God tells us the Father wishes them that worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And it says that the devil left him and the angels came and attended to them. The angels want to come and minister to you today. The angels want to come and encourage you today. Because if you don't believe this word, you can read it for yourself. Allow the enemy of our souls to be annihilated and destroyed and obliterated from your life, from your mind, from the things that you do or say. Remind him of his place and the place that you have. He has an eternity in Hades. Hades is another word for hell. By your sonship and your daughtership, your heirship, your engrafted adoption through Jesus Christ, because you confessed with your mouth and you believed in your heart that not only was he virgin born, but that he came and that he lived amongst us and that he ministered to God's people and that he gave up his life after he was mocked and stricken. He was just stricken with all types of things, spit, words, misunderstanding. He was stricken with all types of things. He was beaten for us. Every stripe that he had taken upon him was love, because he wanted us to know that by his stripes we're already healed. It doesn't matter what you see with your natural eyes, what you feel with your natural body. Ask God to take you into the supernatural, so that you'll be able to say, do not put the Lord my God to test. So that you'll be able to say, away from me, Satan. So that you'll be able to say, I worship the Lord my God and serve him only. So that you'll be able to say, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Why is that important? Because we know that the word of God shall not return unto God void. So that means when we speak the word of God and it's coming back through us to God, that it shall not return unto us void, because it can't return to God void. His words that are yes and amen. His words that were here from the very beginning to the end. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. In the beginning, God said it's good. In the end, Jesus said it's finished. We are at the end. Although we're going through all of the things in life that God's allowing us to learn of him, learn how to love him, learning how to love our brothers and sisters, when Jesus said it's finished, it's finished. The thing is realizing that it is finished. Why? Because Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and I, and you, and you, and you, and you over there, over here, everywhere. He's making intercession for us. He loves us. Have you ever understood or tried to even fathom the love that God has for us to send his one and only begotten Son? They give us a picture of it with Abraham when he has to go and try to sacrifice his own son, but God gives him a ram in the bush. Saints, we've been given a ram in the bush. Jesus not only died for us, he was resurrected, and he sent his Holy Spirit so that we would not be left here alone to walk out this finished journey. I have to keep saying that, this finished journey. Why is it finished? Because Jesus has already paid the price. I know life and the circumstances makes us think that it's not a finished work, but we are finished work. And as we walk into the perfection of being the finished work and the restored and the reconciled work of God, there's going to be some bumps in the road. There's going to be some days that you feel discouraged. But that's when you're going to have to do what we know to do. When Peter was in the jail, he still had a praise party. When Apostle Paul was bitten by the serpent, he still had a praise party. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fiery furnace, they still had a praise party. You know, you oftentimes say to people, I thank you in advance. Minister Sheila started off thanking God. How many of us know that we need to thank him even in the midst of the battle? Because it's already finished. It's a fixed fight. We win. How many of us have allowed the cares of life, what people have said, what people have done, how many times have you been discouraged or dismayed? How many times that it seems like you were robbing Peter to pay Paul and they still weren't able to cause you to meet the means? Some of it is because we need to learn how to manage our fundings and our money. Other times it's because God is trying to teach us that funding or those resources aren't our resource or the answer, but he is. Simply by saying, yes, Lord, I surrender all to you. Yes, Lord, I will submit to God so that the enemy will flee. Yes, Lord, I will ask you for wisdom, for if any man lacks wisdom and he asks you, God, you'll give it liberally. Yes, Lord, I will speak those things that aren't as though they were. Yes, Lord, I will ask you. I will make my request known unto the Lord. Yes, Lord, I will remember that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes, Lord, I will remember that although things may be falling and happening on my left hand and my right hand, it shall not come nigh me, God. Yes, Lord, I remember that you've given me hands to war and fingers to fight. Yes, Lord, I remember I remember your word. I trust in your word. I speak your word. I know your word. I know that there's encouragement in your word. I know that there's life in your word. I know that I can lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways I can acknowledge you. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, Lord. For I remember that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you, me, your brothers, your sisters, your sons, your daughters, your uncles, your aunts, your friends, your foes. If they want to be delivered, God will deliver them from them all. Do you really want to be delivered? Or do you just want to be delivered from something sometimes? Part of deliverance is admitting that there are some things in our lives we haven't done the right thing by actually wanting to get rid of them. Some of us want to get rid of this or that, but not that relationship that's keeping us in sin, not that conversation that's causing us to miss out on the things of God, that gossiping, that backbiting, that midnight rendezvous, that early morning rendezvous, those thoughts, that thing that you conceived in your heart that's not pleasing unto the Lord. Conversations should be conversations of love, health, worship of God, encouraging one another, comforting one another, empathizing when it's needed, but also truth. Some of the hardest battles that many of us face is not only telling ourselves the truth, but telling our loved ones the truth, even when we know when we tell them that they're going to be mad with us, they're going to be disappointed with us, they're going to maybe even treat us badly or try to treat us badly. But see, we decide how people treat us, meaning that if you're around people that aren't treating you, you around them. What's causing you to be around a person that doesn't appreciate the God in you? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Molly and George Seabear. The God of Lula. The God of Sheila. The God of Sylvia. The God of Apostle Sandra Thomas, Prophet Antoine. Causing you to allow someone to abuse and unappreciate God, Adonai, the one and only true and living God. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Tiskin, Adonai, what do you need to be your Savior? Jehovah Nisi, your best of peace. Jehovah God. God can be to you whatever you need him to be. God is a strong deliverer. God is the captain of our salvation. God is love. God is forgiveness. God is the only one and true and living God. Glory to your name, God. I magnify your holy name, God. God is. He exists.
and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. That's not me saying that. That's the word of God that says that. And I said it because I always shall not return unto me void, but it shall be established in that for which he sent it. What do you need God to be on today for you? Your love, he is that. Your encourager, he is that. Your restorer, your reconciler, he is that. Your battle axe, he is that. Your carpenter, he's more than that. Your friend, he's always been that. Source of wisdom, he got you. Your source of understanding, he got you there too. Your resource, he's not only your resource financially, he's your resource for encouragement. He's your resource for being in the midst of the war that you've already won, because he won it for you. There is nothing and no one greater than our God. I had a headache today that was extremely painful. And it would have been easy for me to text or call my sister Sheila and say, can you do ministry for me today? Meaning that she was already going to do it, but do it in a sense that it would have been her just doing it alone. But do you know what? I can truly tell you that since I began this service on today with Minister Sheila, the headache is gone. That's right. Abba Father, Adonai, showed up. Jehovah Rapha, my healer, he showed up. And I am so glad that he reminded me that he's El, Elyon, God mighty, strong and prominent and powerful and mighty. That's in Genesis 31:29. That's in Nehemiah 9:17. That's him in Psalms 139:19. He's Elohim, God, creator, mighty and strong. He's Al Shaddai, the mighty one of Jacob. And we already know he's Adonai, Lord. Yahweh, Jehovah God, Lord. Jehovah Rapha, or you can call him Yahweh Rapha, the Lord that heals. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. What do you need him to provide for you on today? Jehovah Kadesh, the Lord who sanctifies and makes us holy. Do you need to know that he's your God of peace? He's Jehovah Shalom. Do you need to know that he's your righteousness? That's right, he's Jehovah Kadesh. Do you know that he needs to be the Lord, your shepherd? He's Rohi. Do you need to know that he's present and he's right there with you all the time, because he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you? He's Jehovah Shema or Shama. Do you need to know that he's the Lord that's in charge of the host of angels and the ministering angels that have come by to minister to you, that have come by to remind you that he's rich in all authority, Jehovah Shabbat, Sabbath? Do you need to know that he's El Elyon, the Most High, El Roh, God of Seeing, El Olam, Everlasting God? Do you need God in your life, in every area of your life, every need that you have in your life? Don't you know that God is there for you? no matter where you are, God is there for you. No matter what you think you're going through, God is there for you. There's catalogs that we used to get. There were JCPenney catalogs. There were Spiegel catalogs where you could go into these catalogs and you could find the various things that you need. God has a catalog for you. Genesis to Revelation that lets you find everything that you need him to be. He's your eternal God. He's your ancient God. He's your living God. God is sovereign. He's your shield. He's your refuge. He's your hiding place. He's your fortress. He's your stronghold. He's your defender. He's your rock. I'm talking about God. When you need God, call him. He's your source of love. He's your source of grace. He's your source of hope, of provision. He is peace. He is your strength. He is your source of light and life. God is Lord. The word of God reminds us that Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that's you. He's the big L and you're the little L. He's the big king and you're the little king or queen. Don't let the enemy of our soul cause you to doubt who God is and who you are to God. If you need a song, he'll give you a song so you can sing the sweet melodies as his psalms. You need more strength, ask him for more strength. When the word of God reminds us, Lord, I believe, but help thy unbelief. When you're weak, he'll be strong for you. When you need him to be your strength, he'll be your strength. When you need him to be your security, he'll be your security. When you need him to remind you just how great he is and how great he is through you, ask him. He's your rock. He's your daddy God. He's everything you could ever need or want. I know the world wants us to think that everything is about earthly gain. But I know that there are some people are going to have a lot of earthly gain, but they're not going to have any gain when you see God. And yes, we serve a God that can give you earthly gain and heavenly gain. We serve a God that can cause you to be not only prosperous naturally and physically on this side, but when we reign with him. Things that we must do to be committed to God, so that those things that he gives us don't become our God. But those things are just mere vehicles and vessels that he uses to cause us to be a blessing to someone else. Remember the verse, I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free, no longer bound, no more chains holding me. Just remember that. I am free, praise the Lord. I'm free, no longer bound. No more chains holding me. Chains of doubt. Chains of unforgiveness. Chains of debt. Chains of low self-esteem. Chains of loneliness. Chains of disappointment and discouragement. Chains of not knowing how to abound and abase. chains of looking over here and looking over there, thinking that the grass is greener, when God has given you so much on this side of heaven. Chains of not realizing that there are people in third and fourth world countries that don't even have what you have. There's a neighbor that don't have what you have. A relative don't have what you have. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. I'm no longer bound. No more chains holding me. Hallelujah. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. I'm no longer bound. Get that in your spirit. No more chains holding me. Why? Because I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. Mentally free. I am free. Physically free. I am free. Financially free. I am free. There's somebody that what you're making in a year, they're going to make in a lifetime. There is somebody that's making what you make in a week or 2 weeks in a month and not satisfied with, not learning to abound and to base in, that will never see that. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. There's somebody that when they eat chicken, there's nothing left on that bone, that neck bone. There's somebody that neck bone and that thing that you threw in the trash, they went behind you and picked it up and they're eating it. Ah, glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Minister Sheila talked about someone that's off a bridge. There was another lady. She was a Playboy bunny, and she took her child, I believe 7 or 8 year old child, jumped off a building, committed suicide. I am free. We need to be free in our minds, because there's somebody that it does not have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding and the joy that's unspeakable, and they're not only committing suicide for this or that, but the enemy of our soul is playing with their mind. Remember, he told Jesus to worship him. He told Jesus to turn the stone into bread. Come on now. This is the enemy of our souls. He tried to even tell Jesus, not only did he want him to worship him, not only did he want him to turn the bread, the stone into bread, he wanted him to jump from the highest point. Don't you see these people from the highest points on the highways? They're jumping from the top of buildings. The very things that Jesus was tempted in, he comes back and does it to us. That food, those finances, those things that you need that he's trying to make you think that's everything. That temptation to try to make you jump from that highest point in your life, making you think you're already at the lowest point. When you know Jesus, you can worship him in spirit and in truth. You are the daughter, the son of the Most High God. Away from me, Satan. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Get thee behind me. For you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Minister Sheila, that's all I have. If you want to close us out in prayer and make the ministry announcements for Monday night and Friday night, I would greatly appreciate it.
Love you, woman of God. Thank God for you. And I pray the many blessings of the Lord upon your life. I pray that the Lord would encourage you. I pray that the Lord would bless you from the head to the from the head from the top of your head from to the soles of your feet. I pray that he would bless you with not only being an encourager, but being encouraged. I pray that God would cause you to be the light that enters the room, that consumes all the darkness around you. I pray that the Lord would remind you of your lineage in the bearers, your lineage in the tide and the lineage in him. I pray God would allow you to see just how blessed you are. I pray that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob would allow you to pray for your children and proclaim their salvation, and that he will allow you to love the hell and the Hades right on out of them. I pray that the Lord our God would show you the anointing on your life, the yoke-destroying anointing that's in your mouth. For when you speak the word of God, it shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that for which you sent it. I pray that the Lord would remind you of who you are in him, because when you submitted to him and when you yielded your life unto him, that meant that all of the angels in heaven not only shouted, but that he'll send you his ministering angels whenever you need them. I pray that you walk in the diligence and the fervent prayers, and that you would walk in the yoke-destroying anointings on your life. Why? Because he's already reminded you that his word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. Live a life that says, not my will, but your will be done. And that it says, God, if you said it and if you allowed it, so do I. In Jesus' name, these are the things I pray for you, Minister Sheila.
Thank you, and thank you, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. That is really my sister and also my sister in the knowledge and the blessing and prayer of God. I want to ask God and give honor to him that we are praying and keeping in mind of safeness, health, more knowledge and wisdom for blessing my cousin who is Apostle Sandra Thomas, also bless my other sister minister, Sylvia Kaiser. Put your hands in the knowledge and more words of your wisdom into Apostle Antoine Thomas and also in Pastor Troy Thomas. We ask you to keep the blessings and the knowledge of Dr. Serena Wright and Elder Kathy Kendall. Lord, I pray that you also bless and keep the life going of knowledge and wisdom and love in my new married family members, which is Minister Brandon Kaiser with his wife, Michaela. I hope I'm mentioning it right. If I'm saying it wrong, Lord, forgive me, and I hope she understands. I will have to shorten it up. I always give us a name when it's hard for me that we understand that she is a blessing to our family, and may God forever work and give us knowledge that she is a child of the adopted of the family that he has within the Kaiser Seaberries. I'm also asking that you, I'm getting this right, don't forget to listen to our Monday night program, Iron Sharp Iron, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, which is Monday night, 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Pacific Time. I'm also asking to listen to Kathy Kendall. Let's pray. I might have it wrong. Can you correct me, Apostle Cecilia, if I'm naming anything wrong, if I'm saying anything wrong? I appreciate all the help and corrections. I'm just first time doing this. Think I have everything right, but it's just
coming out don't seem like it's all correct, but I don't mind being corrected. With Kathy, Elder Kathy Kendall on Friday night, I think it's at 9 o'clock Central Time.
9 p.m., yes, correct.
Okay, thank you. I also want to say thank you for the Lord for blessing me, for all of us. And like I say, the first thing I say when I wake up is thank you. And when if I forget and take a minute, I say, Lord, forgive me for being slow, because you was not slow on your knowledge and your mercy of waking me up. Oh, God, I thought I got a feeling, and I have a question that I'm going to do online. If I'm wrong, Apostle, please let me know. I want to send out a God challenge. Everyone is on these lines with a challenge of a challenge. I have a challenge of the God's children to challenge these devil people. I want to challenge that when you put that gun in your hand, is that life worth killing that you finna take? I want to say, when you put that gun in your hand and that thought in your mind to kill someone, I want you to take that hand, put that gun down and raise it up to God and put it in your mind, God, direct me. God, please, Jesus, help me control my thoughts, control my hand. Put that challenge up, put that gun down, put that thought up out of your mind and put the challenge in God's hand. Take that devil out of your mind and your heart and your hand and your world and challenge God. Throw down that hatred. When you finna shoot them drugs, when you finna take your life, bow down, get on your knees, challenge your life in his hand. Take that suicide thought, take that ugliness, take that devil and get on your knees, challenge the word of God. Your life is in God's hands. When you having the devil do, challenge the God. Challenge the devil. Put that challenge in God's hands. If I'm wrong for asking this, Apostle, please forgive me. Correct me. I am just so tired of this devil working through our government, through our lawmakers, through our world, through our kids, taking our babies from them. The law is supposed to help and protect. They are taking away our people. They can just misuse, beat you down, shoot you for no reason, but they want to call that the law. I'm asking all that are on this line, however you can hear or see, let's take this challenge to God. Get the devil out of that hand that holds that gun. Get the devil out of that man that makes you want to jump off a bridge, makes you want to OD, makes you want to hurt or harm yourself. Take your life and give it to God. I challenge you for all the harm and danger you are doing to yourself, your family. I'm challenging you to take it and put it in the hands of God. You can wait on this devil to misuse you. Wait on God and let him use you. The way he's going to use you is so magnificent. It's just so uplifting, so oh, my God, you can't even find all the glorious words. The man is powerful. The man is real. The man loves you. God is, as the song say, God is the way and the love of life. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for me, my family, the known and the unknown. Lord, I thank you for waking us all up, blessing us to let us see another day that without you, we would not be. Lord, let us understand it's a challenge of life. Lord, we have to use that through you. The devil will make it feel real. The devil will make it look real, but the devil will not let you know it's not real. I want love. I want to be cherished. I want to feel good, think good. I want to break down on my knees and thank you, Lord. I thank you and I thank you. As I say, I wake up in the morning, and once I can feel me coming to life, I say thank you. I just ask that the Lord bless all of us to understand he is the way, the only way, and he will have his way with you. You will never, never stop saying thank you. You cannot thank him enough. I just want to bless us all and take us through this. And if anything I say don't understand, ask God, as I ask him every day, is this okay? Lead me. Let me say the right thing. What bless what come up out of my mouth. Put in my mouth the words. Put in my mind, my heart, the thoughts, the feelings that you can. Let me know to let them know that it's you and only you. And it is beautiful being your child. Amen. Back in the hands of
Amen. You. So don't forget our Okay, thank you. Amen. Don't forget our foundational scripture, St. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And don't forget that we love you, and we love with the love of God, and we thank God, and we thank God again. So until tomorrow night, please be with us for Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sheila, Minister Sylvia, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. Bye-bye.